right now we have joining us on the line. We have some activists from Action in Defense of Education, and they're going to be joining us to talk about this Day of Action, which is coming up, I believe, on the 20th this week in the Bay Area and statewide across California. So, Robin and Vicente, are you there?
Yeah.
Okay, great. I was wondering if you could tell our listeners about your organization. Is it like a new organization, or has it been around for a while?
Yeah, actually, we probably started about a year ago, and it was just kind of like the folks put together, specifically at the time, it was some UC Berkeley students who got the admissions numbers to the students of color for that year. And, of course, without much surprise, the student of color enrollment was, of course, going down, just like it was the previous years after affirmative action was taken away. And so the discussion began in terms of, like, what can we do differently from what we've been doing, because a lot of the stuff that was occurring at that time was just kind of trying to talk to the administration, kind of using the traditional channels of trying to make change within the institution. And I think a lot of people were getting frustrated with that, and so we tried to, some people were, like, talking about, well, you know, maybe we need to, like, try to create an autonomous organizing entity that's not so much based on campus, but yet can create some kind of external force onto the institution. And so that's kind of like the initial idea. And then from there, we try to get a hold of some other folks within the Bay Area to kind of create like a network, because we knew that there was a lot of people working on education, but everybody was just kind of scattered. So we kind of wanted to bring that together and I guess try to make a united front in terms of the strategies and the actions that we were taking at the time. And so that was about a year ago, and now the network has expanded to include some folks in Santa Cruz area and even all the way down to the L.A. area and San Diego area. And so recently, I guess in January, it was decided to have a statewide action on April 20th, and so that's kind of where we're at this point.
Can you tell us a little bit about what is going on with the crisis in education in California? I mean, I guess it's budget cuts, and a lot of people probably aren't aware of, like, the full scale of what's going on, so maybe you could kind of break it down for people.
Right. I mean, the attack on education has been around in California for quite some time, even back in the 70s with the passing of Prop 13, and then more recently, you know, getting rid of affirmative action and stuff like that. And then, especially now with the budget cuts getting taken away. And I guess if you kind of look at what has been happening within the educational institution of California, what you start seeing is that you have a state where the majority of the population in the state is of color or low-income and or low-income communities, and yet you go to any campus and you see that that is not being represented. And so it's pretty obvious that the state as an institution is not representing the citizens of the state. And so we think that's, like, completely ridiculous, and we think that part of the fight is to make sure that the state of California is being represented in higher education, and you can see that if you look at K through 8 education or K through 12 education, where a lot of the kids either are not going on to higher education unless you're, like, within a wealthy area in the state that has a lot of resources or whatnot to be able to push you into higher ed. A lot of these kids, I mean, look, you can already see, like, within Oakland, the school shutting down, teachers not getting raises or you know, not getting a living wage and whatnot. And so, I mean, it's just the attack on education has been all around. I mean, within the last 24 years, 23 prisons have been built in the state of California with only one university. all that time. So, you know, it's just that the priority of education on the state agenda is just not there.
Yeah, it seems to me like it's just pretty outrageous, especially with the situation in Oakland, where you have certain schools in like wealthy neighborhoods that don't that aren't really feeling this pressure, and then other schools in low income parts of town are, you know, they're being closed or totally reorganized, and the teachers are being laid off and all that. And it seems like they're basically, you know, victimizing the students and the teachers instead of like pouring extra resources into these like troubled schools that really need help.
No, definitely.
Yeah, I guess. So could you tell us a little bit about the Day of Action? Like what is the goal to get people out, you know, like walking out of class, or like what is the vision for like what's going to transpire this week?
Basically what we had decided at the conference in January in LA was that we were going to have a statewide walkout that would happen across the three tiers of higher education. So there's going to be walkouts at community colleges, CSUs, and UCs across California, mostly in San Diego, LA, Santa Cruz, and the Bay Area. So a lot of schools are doing walkouts or holding rallies. At UC Berkeley, we're going to have a march to campus, and then we're going to set up like a freedom school, kind of like occupy the Sproul steps with a freedom school to show what we think public education should look like. There's also going to be a level of involvement by high school students in the Berkeley, Oakland, Richmond area. And so, yeah, I mean, basically the original idea was a walkout, and each campus has developed like their own vision of a walkout or what they want their action to look like.
And is this going to have involvement from teachers or even administrators, or is this basically a student-initiated plan?
I mean, it's basically, at least at Berkeley, it is student-initiated, but we also have support from AFSCME workers who just went on strike on Thursday across the UC system. They've also, you know, kind of signed on to our Day of Action as well. So, and we have teacher support from some of the more progressive teachers on campus. As far as I know, the administrators, I don't know, we haven't been in touch with, so.
So now, do you guys know much about the history of this kind of thing happening? Because I don't know, I kind of moved to California pretty recently, so I don't know if there's much of a history of you know, walkouts and, like, using that tactic as a means to, like, to have social change happen, like, in schools. Is that something that you've, like, thought about or learned about, like, in the past, you know, year as you've been organizing?
Well, I think that there's definitely always been, like, a high level of activism at UC Berkeley and also at different community colleges and CSUs in California, particularly in the Bay Area. I think what's unique about this action is that it's united across the different tiers, so it's going to be, as far as I know, it's the first time that that such an action has happened, like community colleges, CSUs, and UCs. And I think that that has a powerful effect because, like, what had happened last year when Sacramento was deciding the budget was that they made a compact, like a deal, with just the CSUs and the UCs. Like, so they made a specific deal with how the budget cuts were going to look like with the administrations of the UC system and the CSUs, but without the community colleges. And what they were telling the community colleges was that, oh, you're not going to get cut this year, we're going to cut the CSUs and the UCs. But what happens is even when the UCs and the CSUs get cut, the effects trickle down to the community colleges because that means less people are able to transfer into the UC and CSU system. So I think that while Sacramento has tried to divide the struggle and, you know, tell the community colleges one thing and the UCs and CSUs a whole other thing, we're trying to fight that division by showing that we're united no matter what and that we're not going to, like, fight for crumbs.
Now, students oftentimes are portrayed as, like, sort of stereotypically sort of apathetic and not really involved in political issues, even those that might be affecting them. So I was wondering how it was that you guys as organizers were able to reach out to so many students and especially to like be talking to students in so many different school systems. Like, were you using the internet or like, you know, what? How could you even communicate across all those different institutions?
We definitely used the internet to reach out to different people. Like when we had started forming the AID network, we reached out to different people just through our personal kind of network, like people in LA, Santa Cruz, San Diego, mainly. And then we've held like two conferences, statewide conferences, one at UC Berkeley and one at the Labor Center in the UCLA Labor Center in LA. At those conferences, we made kind of like the big decisions, the major decisions. The first conference, there was like 20 people. The second conference, there was like 80 people in attendance. And then in between the conferences, we communicate via conference calls. So we'll like conference call, and every time there's a conference call, there's always new people that get on, and it's just kind of like the word spreads to different people that are organizing around the budget cuts on their campuses, kind of have plugged in. So at this point, I would say that there's like 100 people in the network.
And do you have any prediction of how many people are actually going to be walking out this week?
I mean, like what I was talking about earlier, there are different campuses that are planning on walking out and are taking action. And I mean, at this point, I think it's a little early to say how many people we're expecting, just because each campus, each campus is pretty much like autonomous to their own vision in terms of the action. And so, it's hard to say. I mean, our strategy might turn out so many people here versus, I know in Santa Cruz, they're planning a multi-day action, not just on the 20th, but starting before the 20th. So, it's kind of hard to say, but hopefully we'll get a lot of folks out there on Wednesday.
And what has been the response of the students that you've talked to about it? I mean, are people kind of like, is this an idea that had never really crossed their mind, or are they like really enthusiastic about it? What's the kind of feeling of folks that you're talking to?
I mean, I definitely think there's a lot of support for the action. I think personally it's a little hard to gauge just because we are on a UC campus, and that's a little bit different environment. I think one thing that's been said throughout the year in terms of organizing within AID is that the ones who, probably going to be the most pissed off about education and it being cut and all that is the folks that are not in the UC or the CSU system yet. The ones who are already in are kind of already in, and especially like I think the median, like just for instance, the Berkeley, the median income is like $100,000 a year. So when tuition goes up, it's a pain, but it's not something that's going to be kicking out, large number of folks off, just because they can't afford tuition anymore. What is going to be happening is, high school students who are going to be told no, that they're not accepted, or the parents, that are not, their kids are going to be told they're not accepted, or even the transfer and community college students, they're going to say no, we don't have enough room. So that's kind of like where a lot of the energy and anger is probably going to be found. And so, it is a little hard to gauge in terms of a UC campus because it is, a different kind of environment here.
And so do you guys have like sort of a campaign planned out for this year, like future actions? Is this kind of a long-term campaign that you're working on?
There's going to be a rally in San Francisco on April 27th at the governor's office. At the governor's office, that folks in AID are planning on attending to kind of keep the pressure up. And that's the 27th at the governor's office. And
And then in May, I think they're going to be trying to, I think we're also going to try to be taking action, because that's when the May revise is coming out, and, you know, Schwarzenegger is going to kind of just, I guess, kind of throw out what he's planning to do with the budget and all that. And actually, I know a couple weeks ago, City College of San Francisco had a press conference, and one of the things that they were trying to bring to light was the fact that I think Schwarzenegger has been saying, you know, oh, 40% of my budget is going to education, whatnot, you know, and so nobody should be mad about education. I mean, but the fact is that, like, that 40% is what he owes us, you know, and it's not trying to fix the overall system, you know. It's kind of like you have a crashed car, which is not even running, and he's, like, fixing the lights in the front, you know, or something like that, you know. So I think that's also, gets the motivation. And in terms of actions to follow, I mean, definitely we do hope to keep the actions going, you know, at least until the end of the semester, and then we're probably going to regroup and see what we're going to do after that, just because the summer is kind of a downtime, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I know, as far as education issues, the other thing I've been hearing a lot about is military recruiting, especially in colleges, so I know there's a lot of protests planned about that as well. I guess you guys might be involved in that a little bit.
That's one of our demands at Berkeley during for the action on Wednesday, is no more military recruiters on campus. So that is something that people are working on. There's also an action at UC Berkeley the day after, on Thursday the 21st, to get military recruiters off campus.
Yeah. Could you give our listeners, like, a website or some place where they can get more information about AID?
Yeah, we don't really have a website right now that's functioning, but people can feel free to contact us at AID, A-I-D-E, at riseup.net.
Okay. Thank you guys so much, Robin and Vicente, for joining us on Enemy Combatant Radio.
Thank you.
And I'll hopefully see you guys out there on the 20th. Might drop by, and certainly we'll try to keep our listeners informed about what you guys are up to.
Okay, awesome. Thanks, Mark.
Thanks so much. Bye.
Bye.
All right, so this is Enemy Combatant Radio, and we have coming up the activist calendar, which we bring you every Monday at the end of the news show, so stay tuned.